So back here to a new episode. Well, the episodes don't really have a connection between them. I just say whatever I want, whatever comes to my mind, which is a lot, and maybe I should do more of these. I write sometimes, not as often as I should be, probably. And I just made a drawing. It's actually a tribute. Well, I made it not for me, but to my favorite artist. Well, I'm not going to give him it, the drawing, but it's meant for him, because, well, it's a really big inspiration for me, and this is something you hear a lot. A lot of artists are big inspirations for younger amateur artists, but that's how it works a lot of the times. Big artists are inspiration for younger ones and less experienced ones. My art is okay. I know that I'm not that good yet. I'm not that good. I see a lot of stuff that I wouldn't even do. Younger people. I try to... Well, I know that artists, which is Peter, with his YouTube channel and Instagram account, Peter Draws. I know him for 2 years. So, I'm drawing for one. And I like him way more, way before I started in the art world and drawing and all that. And maybe this is a bit for myself, because I know I should spread my ideas. I think I'm a creative person. I try to be. Is it something you try to be, creative? How can you be creative? How can you improve creativity? Is it... Well, I'm sure you can improve it, but it's not like you want to be healthier. If you want to be healthier, you just eat healthy. But how do you improve creativity? You can't just eat something or start, I don't know. There must be some kind of exercises to improve it. I'm sure there is, I just don't know about them. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, I don't know. I guess I don't know how to improve it. I'm not sure if I want to. I know that, sorry. Well, that artist, going back again, has a podcast, which I really like. I don't hear often, because I just really like to hear it in the perfect moments, which is when I'm drawing, when I'm drawing, I really, really like to hear something. So that's why, it's not the only reason, but I really like podcasts because of that. Like, I'm drawing, I'm using my eyes and my hands to draw, but my ears aren't doing nothing. So it's the perfect moment to hear something. Not videos. It can't be videos, because I need to be focused on what I'm doing. So podcasts are perfect for that. And podcasts are one of the most underrated, it's the most underrated medium ever. Like, it's really, really underrated. It's an amazing world. There's so much to hear, so much quality podcasts that barely have no one hearing them. I don't understand. I really wished I wished it was a more known platform. There are popular podcasts, but there are even more podcasts that should be popular and aren't, because they are so good. That's not what I want to get in. It's about creativity. And I talk a lot. I have a lot of things in my head at the same time, and I just talk and talk, and I lose myself. Creativity. I think I'm not using it. I think I'm not sucking all that power. I think I can do more. I think I have the power to do more. I just need to go for it. Gosh, sorry, I need to burp. And I don't know, I have always so much stuff in my head, and like I said before going into the podcast thing, he has a podcast, Peter, and he said, actually I don't hear one for a long time, it doesn't have a lot of episodes, but I just like to hear it in the perfect conditions, when I really feel like it. He said, the best ideas come to you when you can't act on them. I wrote that down. I think I have more somewhere on post-it notes. And that thing just blew my mind, because it's really, really what happens. Things happen. No, ideas come when you can't act on them. That's why I'm making this. That's why I said it's more for myself. But I don't really think no one is going to hear this. Is someone actually interested in this? In me just talking? I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to post this episode. Actually, I just posted one. Because I thought I had posted, but it was actually on drafts. So all this time, it was actually like almost a month ago, and I thought I had published it. It was on drafts. Anyways, I really need to go for it. Go for the ideas. Do stuff, experiment. I don't know what's stopping me. Probably just me. We are the ones that stop ourselves the most. It's really sad. We need to break that wall. We always think there's always something you know for sure that you can't do until you actually do it and realize that all along you were able to do that thing. Doesn't matter where is it. There's always something like that. And people think they don't can. They can't do it. Wherever it is. People need to just go for it. Don't be scared. I'm losing it. Ignore what others will say. Ignore what others will think that doesn't matter. Most of them are strangers. Even if they are not, you're the most important person in your life. Yourself. If someone is not letting you achieve your stuff, and when I say achieve, it doesn't have to be like a super, like, difficult thing, because people think, well, a lot of the times, achieve doesn't mean it has to be something giant. Maybe you just want to start eating healthy, because I can't come up with something else. Or in my case, start drawing. Well, I do draw for a long time already, but in the first, I could be just, oh, I'm not that good, I don't want to. And I was really, really bad, and I still think I'm bad, to be honest. But I'm way better. That time, I was really, really bad. Because I never, like, as a kid, my drawings were always awful. I never really liked it. I made drawing as a kid, as, like, everyone did. But it wasn't my favorite thing. But I think I enjoyed it, too. I think I still enjoyed it, even though it was my favorite thing. I lost it again. Oh, yeah. Like, actually, the story is that I had a friend that draw me tanks, war tanks, and I really liked it. So I asked him. He made two. One from World War I and one from World War II. And I asked him to make... Well, no. No, 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 no. I got his drawing and the second one. And he said, why don't you try to draw one for yourself? Because I really, really liked it. The tanks and all that. I like the stuff. But I was like, that's actually not a bad idea. And I tried it. I tried it. And it was okay, actually. And he used the reference. It was good. It was looking like one. It was looking like the one in a picture. It wasn't a piece of art. It wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't the best thing in the world. But I liked it, because I made it. And I, since that day, I enjoyed drawing. I made more and more and more difficult stuff, and I started improving. I started learning. I started exploring new stuff, because I started on pencil. I think everyone starts on pencil. Graphite pencil. And I explored paint, acrylics, watercolors, fine liners, whatever. I started. I could have said to my friend, oh, I'm not that good. I think I will leave those stuff for you. And I didn't. And because of that thing, I now want to become an artist. Pretty big dream, right? Pretty fucked up to achieve. It's not impossible, though. And I'm aware of those stuff. It's difficult as fuck. But it's what I want. Maybe it's better... Actually, I talked about this in the last episode. But maybe it's better for me to be doing my drawings and taking my photos than... And, like, not making much money of it than being in a job that I don't like, that I studied for, that I wasted study time from my life studying to get it, and not being super, like, satisfied with what I'm doing. I think, I know it's hard, to be an artist, but right now it's what I want. I really want to pursue that dream, and this is getting boring. I think I just need to remind myself that I need to explore, that I'm scared. That's what I think I am sometimes. Sometimes I think I'm scared to try new stuff. I mean in the artist way, like new mediums and stuff, that's what I mean. And I think I'm just saying this to future me, when doesn't know what to do or what to draw. There's always something to draw. Yeah, I think this is a good place, good time to end. Let me know what you guys think. It's really important for me. And yeah. By the way, my artist's Instagram account is bruno.art.marcus. Can you guys write that down? I'll probably leave in description. I think there's a description. I don't know. I don't even know. I just record the audio and put a title and just send it. So I don't really know. Anyways, the profile photo is like a... what is that? It's like a hat. The red hat. With black eyes. Well, it's a black thing covering the eyes. I'm looking at it right now because it's a painting I did. Yeah. Bye, y'all.